Marav Rabotai, by popular demand, there is a chevra who wants to go through some of the malacha of malavin on Shabbos. So we're going to try to do that for a day or two, or maybe three, and then we'll move on to some pekuach nefesh, etc. So the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Aleph lists off the lamentes malachos. And the malacha of Malabin is, Zakhtu Ashi, Malabin, according to the Mishnah, is Mechabso Benahar, that you clean the wool, right? Again, we're talking about after Gozei's Tzemer, after you shear the sheep from its wool, so then you are Malabin. Rashi says that the Teich of Malabin is Mechabso Benahar, that you clean it in the river. In these razzle-dazzle fancy Ozra Hadar Gemaras, on the side, they point out Yesh Gersim B'Neser, right? That there are some who have the text, not B'Nohar, but the text says B'Neser. On the side of the Ran, in our Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Med Aleph, so the Ran says that the word is Neser, not Nohar. Right, there's a pasuk. Im techabsi baneser ubeboris. No? Now, what's the difference between the two of yourselves? Neser is like some sort of lie. L-Y-E. Right? If you wash something, the pasuk says, im techabsi baneser. What's the difference between if I have the Girsa Banohar or Baneser? Anyone want to take a stab at this and learn this? This is a fundamental question in the Malacha Malabin. Is Malabin removing dirt or is Malabin adding cleanliness? No? Isn't this like a fundamental Chakira? If I use soap, Im Techabsi Baneser, if I use soap, so l'cha'ira, what I'm doing is I am making the item whiter than it was beforehand. However, if it's b'nahar, the pashtus is all I am doing is I am getting rid of dirt, but I'm not making it nicer. In the tshuvos of the Binyan Sion, the Binyan Sion was Reb Yaakov Ettlinger. He was the rabbi of three communities in Germany called Ahu, Altona, Hamburg, and Wandsbach, no? According to tradition, what? Altona, Hamburg, and Wandsbach, no? Ahu, Aleph Hevok. What do you have them as?
Just says Altona.
What?
Just says Altona.
Altona, okay.
I don't know if it was on the Macarius, but it's in the fancy tense. It was Hadar. They send you to the Binyan Sion.
The Binyan Sion HaChadosh is correct. So the Binyan Sion has the two gear size. The Binyan Sion is responding to his son-in-law. His son-in-law tried to change the girsa from Nahar to Neser. And L'cha'ira, in Lomdis, the Binyan Sion does not speak this out, but in Lomdis it's very different because Nohar is just getting rid of dirt and Neser is adding cleanliness. But if you look in the tshuva of the Binyan Sion, first of all, he does not like changing the text to Neser rather than Nohar. He says you shouldn't change a text unless it's compelling. That's one point. The second point he says is that if it's really Neser, throughout Tanakh, when they have the term Neser, which is like a lie, you have it next to the word Boris, which means other soap. So if Rashi really meant to say that you have to use soap, Rashi shows a lashon of Neser uboris. The fact that Rashi only says one of them would indicate that it is Nahar, not Neser. And if that's the case, says the Binyan Sion, once the word is Nohar, he's not convinced that the Malacha is, according to Rashi, only removing dirt, because he says that if you put clothing or beged into a river and the river has flowing water again and again and again, it will mamash get cleaner. If I just take a beged and I put it in a puddle, so it's going to get more dirty, no? But we are blessed that we have washing machines. In their times, they didn't have washing machines. So how did something become clean? They'd put it in the river, and the river would do its thing and make it cleaner. So it could be that even if the girsa is nahar, the Binyan Siyan suggests, the nonetheless, it could be that the malacha is making it clean. I personally am more inclined that if the gear says nahar, it means removing dirt. And I would, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure exactly what Rashi holds on this chakira, whether the real malacha is removing dirt or adding cleanliness. The point I wanted to say about Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger is, according to tradition, he's the one who gave smicha to Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. If you read the biography of Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, however, they point out that no one ever saw the smicha. And the family tradition is that they once had a fire, and in that fire, the smicha was burned, and all of our first tshuvas on Chesh and Mishpat were burned. As a historian, when you hear something like this, you begin to stroke your beard. But we're not saying anything. We're just stroking our beards. Good? And those of you who don't have beards, hey, okay. Everyone has something. Okay, weiter.
So are you saying that we should all grow beards?
You're a star. You have like no heter not to have a beard, no?
Unless I want to change out of my pajamas.
Okay.
Those who walk around in pajamas.
We're going to move right along. This issue, l'cha'ora, can be used to explain two other Rashis. Turn to Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Gemara over there speaks Kuf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph towards the bottom. Omer Rav Kahana, Tit Shal Gabe Bigdo, Mikaskaso mibifnim ve imikaskaso mibachutz. If I have tit on a beged, if I have some mud that is attached to my garment, I can scratch it off mibifnim ve imikaskaso mibachutz. Meaning, right, I go like this from the inside of my jacket. I'm not allowed to do it from the outside of my jacket. Mikaskaso mibifnim ve not mibachutz. The Gemara has a kasha. We said that titsha al gabe min olav, you could use a knife to get rid of it. The pashtus is, right, ubovachal yikaskes, meaning that you should not scratch it at all. So the man says, no, it means all yikaskes mibachutz elo mibifnim. Kiskus mibifnim is permitted. To scratch it from the inside, even with a knife, etc. But kiskus mibachutz is forbidden.
But Rabbi Gersh was talking about like mibifnim is like this.
I thought it means mibifnim that I'm starting from the inside of my garment. But if I, let's say I go like this on the
outside, like this.
Okay, that's fine. You notice, but I can't do it from the outside to fold the beged over and then go from the outside. Would that be permitted?
Like this? No.
I don't think that. I think that's mibachutz. I think that's good for the case. That's a problem.
Yeah,
notice, if I'm in direct contact with the dirt, that's bifnim, right?
This is Bechutz.
Correct. Okay. I think we're saying the same thing. I think we are saying exactly the same thing. Rashi Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph writes, what's the difference between Mibifnim and Bechutz? Zot Rashi, Mibifnim, it's lo muchacha milsa l'istazuye kimelabein. It does not appear like melabein. Melabein mamish lo hevi de'ein oisin shamayim. Zot Rashi, getting rid of the tit is not real malabein because you're not putting water there. The real malacha is when you put water. Hagon Reb Kiva Eger, however, is bothered by Yestir in the Rashis. On Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, at the top, the Gemara says, this is like when we were doing Hilchos Shabbos, when I was in the Kol HaOyel, we had like a chevra that did it in the morning, and then we published a pamphlet called Malachei Elyon, because the Kol HaOyel was doing Shabbos. Like, we used to have her, Willig would give us chaburas, like, we would say chaburas, it's a lot of fun. So Shmuel Maybrook wrote an article in that journal called Dry Cleaning in Halacha. Right, that's what this Gemara on Kuf Mem Zayin is about. Dry cleaning. If I have a talis and I shake it, I'm chayiv chatos. That's a malacha of melabin, Rashi writes. This is only true if it's a chadati, if it's a new garment, if it's atiki, if it's old, it doesn't apply. It's only true if it's a black garment, if it's white or red, it doesn't apply, providing that you're makbid. The Gemara tells us that Ula goes to Pumpadisa. He sees the Rabbanon are like shaking out their begotim. He thinks that they're being Mechal Shabbos. So they respond, no, we're not being Mechal Shabbos. We don't care if our clothing is dirty or not. Meaning, Zot the Gemara, that if I have a dirty beged, to shake it is a problem, providing a makbid. If I'm not makbid, it's not a problem. And that's the Eraisa or Mutter, right? It's an extreme gap, right? Absolutely.
It's all Taloy and Minog. It's all Taloy and Minog,
I don't think it's Minog. It means it's totally, it's subjective. It's not Minog, it's subjective.
Minog is just subjective from city to city. This is super subjective, person to person.
That's correct. And the pashtus in this Gemara is that the Rabbanon were shaking out their garments because it's not a, they're not makbid. The Gemara tells a story about Abaya is in front of Rav Yosef. He asks for his hat. There is some tal, chazadika tala alei. There is some dew on the hat. So he doesn't want to give it to him. So he says, nah, you can give it to me. I'm going to shake it out. What's the problem? Anan lo kaptin and midi. We don't care. Now, first of all, it's interesting because Talmidei Chachamim are dafka supposed to care about dirt on their begadim, no? Talmud Chacham, Shanim Sarivav, Abigdai, Chayif Misa. We're all in trouble, guys. This is not good, right?
Is that a Revav?
Yeah. But, the Gemara says, if I shake my beged, I'm chayiv chatos. And Rashi writes, I'm menar taliso min ha'ofar. I shake my beged from ofar. Correct, Reb Kiva Eger. Rashi is sosir himself. Rashi on Kuf Mem Aleph tells me that the real malacha is only with water. But Rashi on Kuf Mem Zayin says dry cleaning is a problem. If I'm menayer taliso min ha'afar. This is a steer in Rashi's. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan El that you menayer taliso min hatal sho'olov. Dahainu kibus and liban is chayiv chatos v'chei mashma. That it's Dumya de Kumsa in the next Gemara that we read that the hat fell down and it fell into the towel. So it doesn't seem, Zachtaisis, Nir min ha'afar, like Rashi says, Ein nirash yeshayich libun. Taisis quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that the case is only that there's tal on the talus, not when there is dirt on the talus. Now there's a few things to be said. One thing is, that Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. We have Rabbeinu Chananel on the Gilyon of the Gemara. And the way the Rabbeinu Chananel says it is Mina'er means his na'ari me afar. Right? Sounds like Lachadodi. His na'ari me afar. I'm getting rid of the dirt. Im yesh avak o afar bebeged. Then I am, it's a beged chadash, shofar, etc. Then I'm chayv chatas. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says the way Rashi says by us, that I mean mina'er from the afar. not the way Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that it has to be min hatal. So the Mishnah Brura, yeah, maybe?
In the fancy pants, the Ozohada, there's a note on that.
The Ozohada has a note, and he sends it to the Mishnah Brura. Sarich Leimar, Rabbeinu Tam. The Sher Hatzion Shin Beis Os Zayin. Right? In the fancy Ozohadars, he says that it's a mistaken Taisus. This mistake actually happens a few places, that Taisus quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, and it's really Rabbeinu Tam. It happens years ago, that year when I was in the Kol HaOyon and we were learning Shabbos, I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak, and I pointed out that the Sefer HaYoshav, Rabbeinu Tam, Simin Reish Pei Gimel, writes Min Na'er Talisai, Pei Rusho Min Hamayim. Min Na'aru Min Hamayim. That Ne'er Mayimov Mashvilei Kimono Chadosha. That's the way the Rabbeinu Tam says in the Sefer HaYoshar. Okay. So it goes like this. L'cha Ora.
Why isn't it Libun Mamish?
Why isn't that Libun Mamish? Yeah. So Rashi says that to violate Libun Mamish, you need water. How come over here you chayev chatos? So, unclear. Unclear. In other words, you're asking Rabbi Kivager's Shaila, that there's a steer in Rashi's, no?
No.
Yeah, so what are you asking?
I'm asking for Rabbeinu Tam, if there's tail on it, if there's tail on it, then it's in the Gemara that she should shake it off.
I'm chayiv if I'm makbid. If I'm not makbid, I'm not chayiv. I'll talk about why that's true in a minute, maybe. If I'm not makbid, I'm not chayiv, right? Enochanami. I have water on it, but if I'm not makbid, I'm not chayiv. Or tal on it. Oh. So Hanira Lafianis Daiti in the entire sugya is that the petach to the sugya is the Sher Hatzion, who amends the text to be Rabbeinu Tam, not the Rabbeinu Hananel. And the Sher Hatzion writes that there's a difference between tit and offer. Tit versus offer. If it's mud, so then to be chayiv, you need water. But by dirt, dry dirt, to be chayiv, I don't need water. And the pashtus in the Sher Hatzion is, again, b'yishuv divrei Rashi, the pashtus is that if I have mud on a beged, it's not really going to get clean. There's always going to be rishumo nicker, no? Think about it. Like, remember those old TV commercials that, like, you're standing outside and somebody drives down in, like, the slushy mud and, like, all the mud gets all over your suit? You know what I'm talking about? Happens like my simple. That stuff does not, even if you wipe it off, even if you scratch it off, your beged is going to have rishumo nicker of dirt. It's still going to appear dirty. In order to violate the malacha for real, all Rashi is saying is that you have to create a situation that there is no more dirt. By afar, if I take my talis and I shake it up and down, right, I get rid of the dirt, that's okay. But minna'aray min hatit, or mikaskasay min hatit, it is still going to look dirty. And what Rashi means on Kuf Mem Aleph is that there is no malacha unless you put water there. What that means is that when I have tit, when I have mud, unless I put water, the beged is going to look dirty. Scratching off mud does not make a beged clean. This is the Yishuv for Rashi, gentlemen. Again, I'm just saying Teich in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is mechalek between Tit and Ufar. The answer is that Tit, the Beged, does not get clean. Or to say it better, I actually just formulated it wrong. Tit, there is going to be dirt that remains. Unless I put Mayim on it, there will be dirt that remains. However, by Ufar, the dirt will come off even without Mayim. Rashi holds I could be chayiv on dry cleaning. In the sense of if there's Ufar on the Beged,
it actually gets clean.
It actually, I don't use the word gets clean. The dirt is removed.
No, gets clean. Because if Rishimu Nikr, I mean, you remove dirt.
Removing dirt is different than making clean. Exactly. I have three levels.
Rashi needs to make clean. Because Kiskos, you're removing dirt. But the whole Taich of Mishnah Berurah was that it's still Rishimu Nikr.
Kiskos is I remove muck. If I remove mud, there is still dirt there. When I add water, what happens is the mud mamish comes off.
I got mud off even just with Kiskos.
No, it doesn't.
I got mud off.
No.
It's better.
It doesn't.
Than before.
Again, go outside, step in mud, okay? I'm giving you homework. Go outside, step in mud, see what happens to your pants. Then try to get it off.
I didn't understand the Mishnah Berurah this way. I understood. Ben and I, when we were in the Mishnah Berurah, we thought he was saying that libun is relative. That some things need water in order to get clean. Some things don't need water in order to get clean. Kuf Mem Aleph is talking about an item which needs water to get clean. Kuf Mem Zayin is talking about a case, an item which just shaking it makes.
So I fully agree with that, Hesper, and I think it's Meduyak in Rashi because Rashi's lashon is Zehu Libunah. Right? This is the libun of this item. I think that's fully Meduyak and Rashi. The only point I'm trying to make, and it's a subtle point, is that Rashi is not saying I am adding cleanliness. Even when I use water, all I am doing is I am removing dirt rather than adding cleanliness. This would be in line with the girsa of Nahar as opposed to Neser. That, again, this is my version, my understanding of Rashi.
I'm not sure. I thought it was Medea in the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Charetzion. That one. I thought it was
Charetzion, right?
The whole Shimon Nicker part was.
So
I thought the thing.
I'll be with you 1 second, Finney. Look in the Charetzion. Let's read his lashon. Right, the Charetzion first of all quotes the Rama writes that Toiv lahachmir on dry cleaning. Toiv lahachmir if I'm just shaking a dirty beged, right, without adding liquid, toiv lahachmir. That means me'ikar hadin, it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the El Yerabba says, midina yesh bezeh iser, because harbe rishonim hold like Rashi, and the Sharetzion points out the rishonim hold like Rashi is the Yerayim and the Sefer Truma and the Shibboleth Haleket. And the Smag quotes that Rabbeinu Chanana holds like Rashi. And now a new edition of Gemara came out with Rabbeinu Chanana, the Mishnah Berurah says, and Taka Rabbeinu Chanana holds like Rashi. But, what?
Which Sharetzion?
Ois Zayin.
I was looking at both Mem Aleph. Okay, so we'll look at both.
We'll talk about Mem Aleph later. 1 second. Right. B'chei Motzes in Pesh Rabbeinu Chanana, she yotza ka'is mechadosh. Who says beferish neyor minha afar v'tzarech leimer? There's a tos sofer in the defus that they're mechalek Rabbi Nutam and Rabbi Nuchanano. Aye, the Gemara says tal, right? Tal does not mean tal. Tal means dovartinov. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Ois Zayin. Os mem aleph in the Mishnah Berurah in the Shar HaTzion. Asks the stira in Rashi. Below Domi, Lamada Machaivino and Minar Talis Kodosh Minha of Minha Ovak Lishitas Rashi, the Hosam Mitzakseya Habeged Ayadeze, the Huti Kuno, Masha Inkin Khan, Shane Orak Meser Hatit, the Rosham Halichloch Adayan Nishar Alot. Now, the way the Shar Hatzion is written, there is a big gap between the Perushim. There's a big gap between being Mitzach Tseyach and having Rishumo Nicker. I think that the real distinction is a distinction between Tit and Avak, or Tit and Afar, and the distinction is whether it's Rishumo Nicker, but it's not going to be Mitzuch Tzach. It will not be shining, sweet, beautiful at all. I think the Shita of Rashi is that the Malach of Melabin is getting rid of dirt. And I'm chayiv if I get rid of dirt from a beged. I, the Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph, as understood by Rashi, says that mekaskasomi bifnim, and I'm not really chayiv because there's no water. The answer is that case is tit. And that means that without water, it still is dirty.
But again, it's Roshim HaLichluch Adai Nicker. It's not that the Lichluch is still...
Yeah. But
I thought we thought the Adai Nicker was the other way. That it's really about adding cleanliness. It has to be Mitzuchtach.
So I think that word in the Mishnah Berurah is Lav Dafka. And I think the other part of the Mishnah Berurah, can I swear by this? No. But what I can say is our disagreement is Taloi in the two Girsos of Rashi. Neser versus Nahar. Not saying you're definitely wrong. I'm just saying I think you're wrong. Which means if you give your answer on the test, I mark you wrong. But yeah, definitely wrong. And like, if you want to convince somebody else, try. But I'm not convinced.
Uh-huh. Is there any indication which...
Let me hear. Binny has been very patient.
No, I was just trying to get a clarification on something adding cleanliness.
So adding cleanliness means as follows. When my suit comes back from the dry cleaner, it looks nicer. Sometimes I could send a suit that is clean and I send it to the dry cleaner and it's shinier when it's done. It looks nicer. Even you could dry clean or clean an item that is basically clean, but it comes out from the wash looking nicer, looking whiter. Right there, what was it? Tide detergent used to have its advertisement that makes your whites whitier. I think that was their nusach.
Whitier?
Whitier.
Not whiter.
I think, I don't know. You have to, if you Google this, you'll find it. Yeah.
Does that still remain like just a conversation in the coloring of it and how, I guess, clean it looks or clothing and everything like that? Because
again, how... I think it remains a conversation in how... Again, I don't know how to measure degrees of whiteness. I'm sure there's some scale that, like, painters have. You know, the difference between something that's white and off-white. Right. Sometimes you can have an old undershirt. Right. What color is it? Is it white? Yeah, it's a fetch the white, not the old undershirt. Right. But still, but you could have an undershirt that is, it's not dirty, but you just send it through the laundry and it comes out whiter than it was beforehand. That is adding cleanliness as opposed to removing dirt.
Remember Nussbacher when we were doing the beginning of Shanabed, so he with the lulav, which is white, so he wore, he said, come tomorrow I'm gonna wear a new shirt. So like your lulav may or may not be possible depending on, you know, whether the rabbi is wearing a white shirt that day.
I don't know. I mean, I think lulav hayavesh when the Rama says it's white, I don't think that means it's a nice way of illustrating the point. But here, Zahanir Lafim is stating, I would say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, which we know is the correct gear from the Taisan Kuf Mem Zayin, if I have afar in my beged, I'm only chayiv if I use water to get the afar out. Now, I could remove dirt without water, but I have to add water because when I add water and I shake the beged, the taka ends up cleaner. It's not just removing dirt, it's adding cleanliness.
So this, the word is adding cleanliness.
For Rabbeinu Tam, not for Rashi. Uh-huh. I want to say, Bazeh Gufa Nechleku Rabbeinu Tam Barashi. And I'm inclined to the girsa in Rashi that's Nahar, not Neser. And a beged in a Nahar might not have cleanliness added. But if I have water in a beged and I shake it, right? So then it becomes cleaner. Again, I'm not sure if any of this is correct, but this is just the way I look at stuff. Now, if I'm right, the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar is beautiful, because Rabbeinu Tam writes, Mina'arei min hamayim, that ni'or meimov mashvilei kimana chadeta. That's his Lashon. It becomes like a new beged. That means I'm adding something. The beged looked all old. Now I'm adding newness to it. That's the Rabbeinu Tam.
Yipach ba'apov.
Huh?
Yipach ba'apov.
Vayipach ba'apov. Nishmas chayim. That's right.
New life.
Now, I do think, though, that there's a difference between, it could be that a nahar taka adds whiteness. I'm not sure. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim speaks about karchelim sha'alum in harachza, shekulam matimot v'shakulayim bahem. Right? Alum in harachza means that the sheep that go through the river, they end up looking nicer. I think that's why the Rishonim understand the Pesukim and Shir HaShirim. Don't know.
They were probably dirty beforehand, no?
Yeah, I mean, sheep are dirty. I agree. I agree with that one.
That's what helped Melacha Melave into that.
Now,
I wash the sheep on Shabbos.
Is that a, watch my sheep on Shabbos?
I wash a sheep.
Yeah, that's a real answer. Goes his as a tzemer hamalavnoi. The malacha malaving is on the
chumber.
What?
Chumber to the sheep still.
I think, again, so that's going to be an interesting thing that we'll talk about. That Igros Moshe about like washing my beard on Shabbos. Right? That issue that there's no libum that's mechuber leguf. I think that's guf ha'adam. I don't know if that applies to guf ha'behema.
Bring her out from Shir HaShirim.
Maybe. I don't know. Now, the Rishonim are bothered by Akash and that's Kufir Allah from the base. It says on Yontif, I'm supposed to go and meet my Rebbe on Yontif, no? Chayvodim lahakbub ne rabo b'yontif. And I'm allowed to walk through a river to go and meet my Rebbe on Yontif. Correct the Rishonim, how am I allowed to walk through the river? Shouldn't I be in violation of an Isser of Malabin? The Gemara says also, Shriyaso Zau Kibuso, just soaking a beged is washing it. Shouldn't there be an Isser? So the Sefer Yireim writes that we're talking about someone who's wearing leather garments. You're wearing your lederhosen, and you're walking through to meet you. Somehow you figure that the best way to meet your Rebbe on Yontif is you're wearing your lederhosen. That's what your Rebbe wants to see you wearing. I don't know why that is, but that's what you think. Now, most of the Rishonim say, my dear Sefer Yireim, that's like a little bit dachok. So the Re in the Baal HaTaisis on Daf Kufir Aleph, the Re says that there's no violation of Libun because we're talking about a beggar that was clean. There's only Libun if the beggar was dirty. The Rabbeinu Tam, however, in the Taisus, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says that even if the beged is clean, there could be an Isser. But in this case, you're walking through the river, and the river is not like the type of river that like flows with a lot of power. The river is, you know, a muddy, ruddy river. And your beged ends up dirtier when you walk through it than it was beforehand. I would argue that the Rabbeinu Tam, when he says it gets dirtier, what he means is that the yesod of libun is making something cleaner. You see, I'm not sure. Again, a lot of these questions are metzias questions, but I'm not sure if I walk through the river to see my Rebbe, does my beged really end up dirtier when it's done? I don't know. It really depends on the river, right? But it could
just to end up dirtier than the whole Rashi of Mechabsa Benahar would fall apart.
Exactly. So I think when Rabbeinu Tam says it's derech lichluch, when I'm going through the Nahar to meet my Rebbe, what he means is it doesn't get cleaner. And I would say that, again, my understanding of Judaism is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Malacha of Libun is making something cleaner.
I don't know if he's talking about the Metzias that gets cleaner or not. I think he's talking about that it's not done in a manner of washing.
So that's a different Mahalach. The Smag says it that way.
Like
the Smag says that the Malacha of Libun has something to do with your kavana. And if my kavana is not to merely make it cleaner, it's okay. We get involved in serious psikresha issues, if you want to say it that way.
It's not just this gemara, it's the nida tevelas to gadeha.
That Tysus asks that kasha also in Kuf Yud Aleph, right? So the pshat is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in all these cases, it's derech lichluch. Now, I don't think derech lichluch means I end up dirtier. I think derech lichluch means I am not cleaner.
But it wasn't. I don't think it's about. Every time I'm saying the word of kavana, like the smag, it's about. It's a different maisa. So, like what we said with bathing versus going to the mikvah. Mikvah is not a maisa of bathing. It's a different kind. It looks very similar.
Again, I think that's possible. I just don't know if that's what Rabbeinu Tam means in Derech Lichluch.
But he says Derech. Like, I don't. It's not about Kavana. It's Derech. It's not the same.
Maybe. Again, maybe. It could be. I'm not sure. I'm inclined. Again, this is not. It's not Mukhrach, but it seems to me that Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the malacha of malabe means making something cleaner, adding libun, as opposed to hasaras lichluch. And if it's adding libun, so then I understand why the person is holy chlahak b'fnei rabo, or the nida tovelas b'vgadeha, I understand why that is not adding libun. But I walk through a river, but, and it could be that's okay. And this, I think, can explain another Rabbeinu Tam versus the Ri. There's a discussion in the Rishonim about the Sugya Maskurya Dinaz Yasa. If I have a barrel of beer and I stuff up the barrel of beer with a cloth, so taking the cloth out is a Shaila, maybe the Skita on Shabbos and Yontem. That's a famous Sugya Maskurya Dinaz Yasa. The Rishonim all discuss how come there's no problem. And the Rabbeinu Tam says that we're talking about beer, not water. And beer does not make it cleaner.
Maskurya Dinaz Yasa is a problem, though.
What?
Maskurya Dinaz Yasa is a problem.
The Gemara says that Maskurya Dinaz Yasa, there's a Shaila as to what exactly is the problem. Is the problem the Sfita in the sense of Sfita Tolda the Dosh, or is the problem Sfita Tolda the Malabin? Right, there are two issues with Sfita. They're squeezing out in the sense of part of the cleansing process is squeezing, and they're squeezing out, which is not part of the cleansing process, but it's like Dosh, it's similar to squeezing the fruit. Rabbeinu Tam Tainas that there is no libun by beer. The Re says that there is Liebling by beer. This is Nogel Amaisa, known Simon Chin Lama Dalet. We paskin if there's a fire on your tablecloth, right? So you don't want the fire to spread. This is actually something the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the Hakdama to the Sefer. Right? In the Hakdama to Mishnah Berurah, it says it's very important to learn Hilchos Shabbos. If you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to be violating Yisurim Daraisa from today to tomorrow. One of the cases is if there's a fire on your tablecloth on Shabbos. So some people say, oh, if I find a tablecloth, they'll pour water around it. That could be Nisa Daraisa. It's like the Mishnah Berurah, pour wine, not water. Right? Pour wine, not water, because we're following the Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no libun with wine. Why not? If libun means getting rid of dirt, so when I pour wine, if I have a dirty thing and I pour wine on it, ken zayin that I'm getting rid of the dirt. But if I pour wine, I'm not making the beggar cleaner. Right? I think that's pashut. Even if I pour white wine, the beggar is not going to be cleaner than it was beforehand. It's still going to have a shame, dirty beggar. I would argue that all of these Rabbeinu Tams are connected. That the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam is that the malacha of Malabain involves making something cleaner, as opposed to the shita of Rashi, that removing dirt kishala atzmos the malacha. And that's why according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's muta derech luch luch. And that's why according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no schita b'sha'ar mashkim. This is something that I wrote in this Beis Yitzchak, volume 37.
The Re said that Nosgiyos and Rezese is schita of Libun.
The Re says that it's an issue of Libun, right. That this or schita of Libun applies by Shar Mashkim just like it applies by... Yeah.
Meaning, if it accomplished it, a certain degree of cleaning, it's just, it needs nacha cleaning to clean it from the wine.
That's correct. There's a coin to the Re, if I use Shar Mashkim, I'm getting rid of its dirt removal. Dirt removal is different than making your whites weightier, or whatever the expression is. That's the basic yesod. So my understanding is that this is the Yisha for Rashi.
Meaning, in Metzias, it's the same for Bein Tam and the Re, but for Bein Tam, we look at, you know, the net gain. The net gain is
exactly. But according to the Re, I'm looking at removing dirt. So even though the case ends up both being mutter, but it's for two totally different reasons. I think that's a fair way of saying it. Now, when I have...
Does that mean that it's not dash?
Well, I have to solve the issue of dash by making it be holech le'ibud. Right? If I... Right? This is the case of the psikresh of the Nicholai that makes in Shulchan Aruch. Right? This is all... Oh, there. Oh. Let's just go back. We have a stira in Rashi's, which Papashtus is a stira in the Gemara's. How come I'm allowed to be Mekaska Semi Bifnim, but I'm not allowed to be Menair Talisa Min Ha'afar?
In Metzias, that's how our washing machines work also. They get, while they're all soapy and whatever, that you can't wear them. They're not any cleaner, you know.
But then I have the rinse. Then I have the spin cycle.
And the rinse cycle.
The rinse and then the spin cycle. And if it gets clean, it's cleaner.
Right. But while it has the soap in there,
It's not cleaner. Right. But when I get the soap out. Yeah, I don't think Mechabsai Ben Nesser just means I put soap on the beged and I leave the soap there. Right. I think you agree with me on that one?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I leave the soap there.
But if I'm
even that, Ben agrees with me about this one.
Okay. Shkaya. I agree with everything.
I'm sad. I'm trying to get a good grade. Okay.
What if I do the Nesser on Shabbos? I don't do the rinse and spin on Shabbos. I'm still chaya.
No, I'm not. I'm not sure. I don't think so. If I take like a piece of, I mean, my cleaner, my tailor, when he wants to mark my pants to know how much to clean, how much to hem the pants, he takes a piece of soap and he rubs it on the pants. Now, there might be an iser misartate in that case, because you're making sirtut in order to do korea after, right? But I don't think there's an iser malabin if I just put a piece of soap. Might be kosev. But if I just rub soap on my pants, I don't think that is malabin. You're not going to get me to say that's malabin.
Soapy water.
Soapy water.
And that's what our...
Soapy water that it doesn't run through and through and through. I think there's also... I think that might be a machlokes between Rabbi Natan and the Ri. Removing dirt. By halacha lemaisa.
That's Neser. Neser and Boris.
Neser and Boris means with water.
Yeah, but it does. But there's. I have. How did they do? How did they wash? They had a big.
They used to have a big bucket. They would put this stuff in the bucket, and they'd have a wash, and they have a stick, and they bang with that stick, and right, you bang and you bang
and
bang.
Neser and Boris into the.
They mix Nesser and Boris, and they bang, and they bang, and they bang, and it was mamish hard work to get something clean, right. But it would end up cleaner when it was all done. They wouldn't just leave something in a solution of Nesser and Boris, because that's
one step.
That's one step in the process. Agreed.
Shriya Sotero Kibuso. Also. There's a soak cycle on the washing machine also.
I don't know if, according to Rabbi Natan, it's heter gomer to just remove dirt without making it cleaner. I do know that I'm not chayev chatos if I remove dirt, but I don't make it cleaner. When the Gemara in Kuf Mem Zayin says that minayir taliso is chayev chatos, Rabbi Natan says I'm only chayev chatos if I also have water. And I
have some wine that's spilled on my tablecloth. I could take some soapy water and pour it on the wine, and it's only nesser derabanan.
If it ends up being, if it does not end up clean, it's you're not chayev chatos, according to Rabbi Natan. Absolutely. Now,
but for the Ri, you would.
I think so. Now let's just go back. Kuf Mem Aleph says, Mekaskos Ein Mibifnim. So dry cleaning is not a problem. Kuf Mem Zayin says, it is a problem. How do I answer the Steer in the Gemara? So we get a Steer in Rashi's, which the Mishnah Berurah addressed. How do I answer the Steer in the Gemara? So the Rambam, interestingly, in Perek Yud of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam writes, he quotes this din of Minayir Talis as part of the Halachos of Makiv HaPatish. Did you notice this in the Rambam? Look at this Rambam, unbelievable. Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches, Shteitin Rambam, Hamasatit et ha'even, Chayiv Mishum Makiv HaPatish. Hamitzade des ha'even is chayiv mishum makay bepatish. Halokit yabolas shalgabi begodim hareiza makay bepatish. Right. However, next same Rambam minayir talis chadasha shechora kedei lana osa ula hasir at semen harlovan hanitlaba chayiv chatos. The Rambam says I'm chayiv chatos in this Gemara. But the Rambam quotes our Gemara about Minayir Taliso within the dinim of Makeh B'Patish. And that Lacha Oira is how the Rambam understands that according to the Gemara, only chayv if it's a talis chadasha. It's a new talis. Why am I only chayv if it's a new talis? Because it's not going to be Makeh B'Patish once I've been wearing this Vashlepta talis for 5 years. Makeh B'Patish means I finish making the beged. If I have a new beged, I finish making it. That's Makeh B'Patish. The Rambam, Halo Dabarhu. The Rambam quotes this din of Minayir Taliso Min Ha'afar, that it's Makeh B'Patish, Zach the Rambam. Now, Rashi can't learn like this. Right? Because Rashi says, Chayev Chatzos to Zahu Libuna. But according to the Rambam, I think, right? Now, according to Rashi, the Gemara is much more subjective. According to the Rambam, I understand the Gemara and the subjectivity doesn't bother me as much. Because Makkah B'Patish always depends on when I feel it's done. No? I can always, we spoke about with Makkah B'Patish, if I make a ceramic keli and I want to add a little bit of design to it. So it's not Makkah B'Patish until I add the design, until I write my initials at the bottom of the piece of ceramics. It's not Makkah B'Patish. Makkah B'Patish is always subjective. So the question that you were bothered by, the subjectivity of this Gemara, that the students in yeshiva says, we're not makbid. It's like, who cares? I'll tell you the answer. If it's Makkah B'Patish for the Rambam, it's mevuar. Because Makkah B'Patish is always subjective. It's a much bigger chiddush to assume that subjectivity creates an issue if I'm dealing within Libun. And subjectivity to be an issue within Libun makes more sense according to the Ri and Rashi, according to the Rishonim who hold that the Molacha is about removing dirt. Because I have a right to defining dirt down. What is called dirt? For me, I remember like in Yeshiva, in Karabiyavna. So places near a chicken farm. We always used to ask the posek, like, it smells bad. How can you daven? He's like, what smell? No problem, right? Like, you could define dirt down, right? You can say it's not dirt. But that's only l'cha'ira, a svara that makes real sense within the Ri, that the yisod, or within Rashi, that the yisod of melabain is removing dirt. I could say a person has a right to subjectively define vas heis dirt. But if I am within the realm of the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little bit harder to say that because of, for me, this is not dirt. It's a little harder to say, but Lamais, are you adding cleanliness? You're not adding cleanliness. It's the Svara is more difficult. So what I'm trying to say is like this. The Svara in the Gemara says that it only applies to a new beged. And the Gemara says that anan lo kapdina. I understand that according to the Rabbeinu Tam. I understand that according to the Rambam. I understand that according to the Ri. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, I find that line in the Gemara to be harder to understand. This is today's segment of Judaism.
Rabbi's not trying to say that the Rambam, meaning the Rambam is like Rabbeinu Tam.
No, the Rambam is totally different. The Rambam is working within Makkah B'Patish.
Yeah.
The Rambam is, but according to the Rambam, subjectivity... Within Makkah B'Patish, subjectivity plays a huge role.
So what's that megala about the sheet? The Rambam sheet on Libun?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. Because the Rambam is not saying, the Rambam is understanding that Kuf Mem Zayin is not about Libun. Kuf Mem Zayin is about...
Kuf Mem Aleph is about Libun.
Kuf Mem Aleph is about Libun. So it could be that Libun... Again, I'm not sure exactly, but it's more mistaber...
Is
Kuf Mem Aleph? Kuf Mem Aleph, it could be just not getting clean. Like,
is Kuf Mem also about Makkah B'Patish?
What Gemara in Kuf Mem? Kuf Mem Aleph or Kuf?
Kuf Mem Amud Aleph.
Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Which line in the Gemara?
Similar discussion of my notes.
Olu de Chivra, Mal Kuskuse, Kintinta B'Shabbos. So in that Gemara, Olu de Chivra, that's clearly a lushan of.
I think this Gemara was talking about the Rabbanans, but.
Right.
It's also the Rabbanan of Libun, though.
No? It's not Libun.
It's not Libun?
I mean, it makes it the Simon Shin Beis, which is the Simon of Libun.
I mean, it's about dealing with clothing. Shimbe is about clothing.
Yeah, again, we have to figure this out. I'm only making the Ha'ara that I think for the Rambam, it's within the Makkah B'Patish. Okay, to be continued, gentlemen. Judaism is good. We like it.